Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Tell us, Mary, what did you see on the way?
I saw the glory of the risen Christ. I saw his empty tomb.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, then tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A couple months ago, I was called to the deathbed of a parishioner, and the parishioner was quite old, and their spouse was there and one of their children, and this child was much older than me, old enough that she'd gone to the academy, not the New Dowling. And the person had just died, and so I was reading the prayers for the dead, which includes the Litany of the Saints. And of course, Mary Magdalene is right at the top of the Litany of the Saints. And at the end of, when we were done with the prayers, the person had died, and we just were sitting with the body for a while, and the daughter said to me, "This is an educated woman. Went to Christ the King and went to the academy and I think went to Marquette or something." And she said to me, "When did they add Mary Magdalene to the Litany of the Saints?" And at first I thought she was joking. And then it became clear she wasn't. Oh, I can't do this. Everything that has been said about the Magdalene in the last 50 years says far more about us than it does about her. It is entirely true that very early on, the church East and West began to read the scriptures around Mary Magdalene differently. And there's a very simple reason for this. The name Mary, Miriam, was the most common girl's name in the Old Testament. There were just more Miriams running around first century Israel than there were Annas or Gabriellas or anything else. There's just more Miriams running around. Why? Well, Miriam is the sister of Moses. She's a real big deal.
and she's the one who takes up the song as the people get to the other side of the Red Sea. It's no accident then that our Mary, the first and best of Marys, takes up her own song as soon as she learns of the liberation of her people. But it shouldn't surprise us then that there are at least four other Marys that pop up in and around the Gospels. It's simply a common name. It would be like somebody named John today. There's just too many of them to keep them all straight. But that's important, because all of the fights over Mary Magdalene then have much more to do with us and the ways we want to limit God's saving grace than they do about her. Here is what we know about the Magdalene. She had seven demons in her that were cast out, and she witnessed the resurrection. Those are the two consistent, dominant, most important things about the woman in the gospel. The rest of it, you could potentially conflate with somebody else called Mary, but those two things, impeccable, irreconcilable. She had demons cast out of her. He changed her life forever. And she was the first witness of the resurrection. St. Thomas calls her the Apostola Apostolorum. That title is the reason that this day was raised from a memorial to a feast, from a little big day to a big, big day. This is not apostle in the same sense of the 12. In some ways, it's better than that, because she gets to see him first. She gets to touch him first, even though he says back off. And she is the one sent to them to bear witness to the resurrection. After all, apostle doesn't mean important person, leader of the church. It means one who is sent. The thing that I've never understood, I do understand it just makes me angry. The thing that I've never understood about the pushback against Mary Magdalene, as though the church tried to demolish her reputation by making her a hooker, is that these people seem under the impression that the church has a problem with hookers. Have you read the Litany of the Saints? The whole point of this edifice is that we take hookers and drug dealers and crooks and thieves and we make them into saints. It's not that they're born in stained glass windows, pop out of the womb, plaster of Paris, dressed like this, and never say a cuss word. It's stupid. Like, if that's your understanding of the faith, you miss the whole thing. This thing only matters if we can take people who have been possessed by seven demons and made a wreck of their life time and time and time and time and time again. If all the church is an edifice for polite religious people to make each other feel good about themselves, he should never have died. They already had that in the temple. That was the whole problem. Every word he ever said spoke against that. That's why he chose to make friends with tax collectors and hookers and drug dealers. That's why he chose to spend his time with the people who needed him most, not the people who were already assured of what God had asked them to do. Not the people who sent themselves on a mission, but failed to listen to where God might be sending them. When I was a Dominican, this was a very important day for us because Mary Magdalene is considered the patroness of the Order of Preachers. Why? Because she gives the first sermon on the resurrection. I have seen the Lord. In just a few moments, you will too. But unlike that encounter in the garden, he won't plead for you not to touch him. He'll beg you to take him in and keep him right there. The question is, are you willing to be sent? Will you testify, even as she did? Are you willing to be who you were so that you can be transformed, like the Magdalene, into the one you were always meant to become?